This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in 1 Timothy with great apostasy, trained in the words of the faith, close watch, instructions for God's household, and rules for widows. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a worker in your house, my God, than a fellow of tents with you.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Matthew chapter 18. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord,
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father. Or his manservant or maidservant.
The Small Catechism, page 326. What is the office of the keys?
The office of the keys is that special authority which Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins of repentant sinners, but to withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant as long as they do not repent.
Where is this written?
Be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this second homily in a three-part catechism series will focus on the office of the keys and the forgiveness of sins. As we just read, the office of the keys is that special authority which Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins of repentant sinners. We want to note especially two verses. The first, taken from our scripture reading for today, Matthew 18, verse 18. Truly I say to you, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Sins are attached to people like a burden. But that burden can be loosened and taken away by the forgiveness of sins. The second verse, a parallel to the first, is from John chapter 20, verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. The forgiveness of sins, that is the most important thing for us sinful human beings. That is the message of the gospel. Where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. As the Catechism explains, the power to forgive sins is called the office of the keys because, in part, it opens up heaven by forgiving sin. God forgives sin on the basis of Christ's redeeming life and death and his resurrection from the dead. The authority to forgive belongs to God. However, God has shared that authority with all believers here on earth. That is, God works through the church. God works through believers, as we already know. For example, God has his word proclaimed not by an angel or by a loudspeaker from heaven, but by the church. This is a tremendous, awesome authority which God has given to believers on earth to forgive sins. Specifically, the sins of penitent sinners, as already mentioned, are remitted. According to the Catechism, a penitent sinner is one who is sorry for his sins, contrition, and who believes in Jesus Christ as his Savior, faith. Also, a penitent sinner intends to amend his sinful life in the power of Christ. We are penitent sinners. At the private level, any believer may forgive the sins of a confessing repentant believer. Luther wrote, "There is the secret confession that takes place privately before a single brother or sister. This comes into play when some particular issue weighs on us or attacks us, eating away at us until we can have no peace nor find ourselves sufficiently strong in faith. Then we may at any time and as often as we wish, lay our troubles before a brother or sister seeking advice, comfort, and strength. This type of confession is left to all to use whenever they need it. Thus, by divine ordinance, Christ Himself has placed absolution in the mouths of His Christian community and commanded us to absolve one another from sins. Since the office of the keys belongs to all believers here on earth, it belongs to the local congregation, the gathering of believers in a particular location. At this point, we speak of the office of the holy ministry, instituted by Christ for the sake of good order in His church. While the Word of God, the sacraments, and the office of the keys are gifts of God that He has given to His church on earth, the local congregation calls a man and delegates to him the responsibility of preaching the word and administering the sacraments. Also, the pastor, in the name of Christ and in the name of the congregation, publicly performs the functions of the office of the keys. Thus, the pastor leads the congregation in public confession of sin. Following this confession come these familiar, blessed words. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Catechism, this question is asked: how should we regard the absolution or forgiveness of sins pronounced by the pastor? The answer: we should regard the absolution as if pronounced by God Himself, and in no wise doubt, but firmly believe that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. We exalt in being absolved. What a wonderful way to begin the worship service. Moreover, as there is private confession involving two Christian lay people, so there is private confession before the pastor. We are not commanded to make private confession before the pastor, but this is an opportunity given to us by the grace of God. Why is there private confession, whether before the pastor or before another Christian layperson? As implied earlier, this is because God, who is rich in His gifts, wants us to have individual assurance of the forgiveness of our sins. In public confession, there is a general articulation of trespasses, and then the pastor pronounces forgiveness on the whole congregation. This is supplemented by private confession, in which the absolution is spoken to you alone for a particular sin or sins. There are other situations in Scripture of God wanting His people to have personal assurance. Adam and Eve, as sinless ones, were immortal, but available to them was personal, individual assurance of this by eating from the tree of life. An Israelite brought a sacrifice to the priest, and through the sacrifice, that Israelite received personal, individual assurance of the forgiveness of his sins. In the Lord's Supper, we receive such assurance of the remission of our trespasses. A believer comes to the pastor because a particular sin is bothering and weighing him or her down. The believer confesses that sin and then hears these comforting, refreshing words which Christ speaks through the pastor. Son, daughter, be of good cheer. Your sin is forgiven you. Luther wrote, "If you are poor and miserable, then go and make use of the healing medicine. Those who feel their misery and need will no doubt develop such a desire for confession that they will run to it with joy." Thank God for the office of the keys, in which he announces and gives to us the forgiveness of our sins. Our sins are dismissed by God. They are sent away. They are completely removed from us, as far as the east is from the west. They are cast into the depths of the sea. They are totally blotted out because of Jesus, our Savior. In his name, amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for those who labor, for those who work is difficult and or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O God, your divine wisdom sets in order all things in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful, and give us those things that are beneficial for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have kept me this sign of all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.